This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Art Lewis, your regular host, is not with us today. He's returning tomorrow. My name is Charlie, and thank you for joining this morning on Focus. The focus we have this morning is on a complex that many are familiar with because many have visited and enjoyed time at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant. Even if you haven't, though, you know, you should be aware because there's always something going on, always something to talk about. That's happening with Soaring Eagle, and we want to focus on that today with Tanya Barty, who is our guest this morning, who handles public relations and advertising for the Soaring Eagle properties. Tanya, how do you have time to join us today? Because there's always so much going on at Soaring Eagle that you must be busy 24/7, 365 if you're handling PR and advertising.
I tell you what, Charlie, I don't sleep. I eat at my desk, and no. I believe it or not, after 25 years with the company, I've learned to multitask, and I do get to go home and see my family once in a while.
So. Wow, 25 years with Soaring Eagle.
Yeah, 25 years of the property last month. So, yeah, I'm very, very thankful, and I love what I do, and I love the family, and I love getting out in the community. So, yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Well, remind me, how long has Soaring Eagle been around now?
Oh, well, I mean, we just last year, I believe it was our 43rd gaming anniversary because we started with a car bingo and a card room across the road. But in 96, this main casino was opened. And then in 98, we opened the 512 hotel room. And then that's when I came on board, was in 98.
Oh, so almost from the very beginnings of what we know it as today.
Yes, yes, yes. So It's been a great ride, and I hope for 25 more.
Well, and help us out, maybe. So what is it that we know today? When you say Soaring Eagle Properties, there's a lot of properties involved under that Soaring Eagle name.
There is, absolutely. Obviously, you have Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, which is in Mount Pleasant. Right around the corner, we have Soaring Eagle Water Park and Hotel, which, you know, this time of year, everybody wants to still have that summer feeling. Well, the water park's right there for you. And then we have Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino over in Standish, which they have a hotel as well. And then our newest Soaring Eagle family member is Eagle Casino and Sports, which is our online sportsbook and casino platform.
And this is all through, and help me out with this, if you can, Tanya, so I get it right. Do we say the relationship or under the governance of the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe?
Yes. So, yeah, we're under the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe umbrella. Really, it's, you know, because then we also have the tribe has a economic development company, McGeezy, that also oversees gas stations and pharmacies and different, you know, real estate entities. So, but we're all under and encompassed under the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe umbrella.
We're talking with Tanya Barty, who was with the public relations and advertising with Soaring Eagle and officially the name Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. But if we say Soaring Eagle, and I referenced in our intro, Tanya, that many people we know do enjoy visiting any of the properties. But even if you don't, I mean, Soaring Eagle has become a well-known name, even if you don't visit, because of all the things that you've been involved with when it comes to events that have taken place with your properties or just with your outreach into the community.
Yes, correct. Well, and that, you know, with the community, twice a year, Soaring Eagle and Saguenay for Aranet County, we do a 2% disbursement to local schools, police, fire, EMS, and that comes from the revenue that's generated, you know, by all of our guests that visit us throughout the year. So 2% of that revenue twice a year goes back into the community, and that's huge. You know, we know the schools and the teachers and EMS and medical, and everybody needs a little extra help, and so we're proud to be a part of that. And then, of course, events. I mean, hello, we just finished up summer. We had a huge outdoor concert series. We seat 13,000 people outside. Our, you know, we had Jelly Roll here. He's the hot topic right now. He opened our summer, and that was amazing. And now we moved inside, so we've got, you know, we've got shows coming up. We have Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight. They're sold out this Friday. And then we are looking at Foreigner. Foreigner October 21st is going to be on their farewell tour, joining us here at Soaring Eagle. And we've got Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall. We've got game shows. So we've got Wheel of Fortune Live coming to our stage Friday, November 24th. So, you know, we try to keep it entertaining for everybody. If you're country, if you're comedy, if you're rock, if you're, you know, want to see a game show or, you know, a theater type show, we can host that all indoors as well.
And we're going to focus a little bit more on some of those events, including it is the Halloween season, and I know there's something going on, too, that people would like a chance to enjoy. We'll take our break here and come back and get a little bit more specific into those opportunities, too, and other things associated with the properties of Soaring Eagle with Tanya Barty, who's joining us this morning on Focus.
WSGW.
And you are listening to the Focus program on WSGW. Again, Charlie's in for Art today. Art's going to be returning tomorrow for his Focus program. Our special guest, we're in Focus today with Saginaw Eagle Casino and Resort and with Tanya Barty, who's handling the public relations, the advertising for Soaring Eagle. Before the break, we were kind of mentioning you were talking about all the different events and activities going on, and you did mention now that you've reached into the cooler temperatures, fall toward winter, that you're kind of, you said, moving inside. Maybe we can clarify, too, let folks know, you do have the outside concert availability as well as the inside.
Yes, correct. And that's a big reason why, you know, we like to advertise out to those non-gamers as well, people who are just looking for a good entertainment time, a good show. We have that available. And then if you want to check out the gaming floor, you want to check out a dining restaurant, you know, it's there for you. But yes, our outdoor venue seats 13,000 people, and we have reserve seating and we have hill seating, which the hill seating I think sells out way faster than the reserve because it's a party up there. That is for sure, especially if it rains. So we run about 10 to 12 shows outdoors during the summer, and then we come back inside to our entertainment venue, which is a bit different if you haven't joined us before, is that we have tiered sections in our entertainment venue indoors. So even if you're sitting farther back, you're sitting above the people in front of you. So there's really not a bad seat in that house. And it's very intimate, 3,200 people, and you have a nice comfortable chair. And we've just over the last 5 years redid that room, upgraded our sound. So, and we're gonna kick it off. We're going to have a big Halloween party because it's Halloween season, Charlie.
Yeah. What's going on here with this big night that you have planned?
Well, we have a lot of people in the marketing department, big 80s fans, and so we decided to throw an 80s slasher theme party.
An 80s slasher theme party.
Yeah, 80s slasher theme party. So it is October 28th in our entertainment hall from 9 p.m. to midnight. Absolutely no cover charge, no fee to get in. There's going to be costume contests, DJ, dancing. There's going to be snacks. We'll have some, you know, adult beverages for sale as well as, your standard beverages if you wish. And, it's going to be a good time. We're first place for the three categories. We're doing scariest, most realistic, and 80s slasher theme costume. Those first place people are going to get $1,000 in premium play, which they can, you know, download that on the machine or take it to table games and spend it in the casino. And then second place is $750, and third place costume contest winner is $500 in premium play. So no fee to get in. We're going to give you money for the best costumes. We're going to feed you. We're going to have some music, and it's going to be a party from 9 p.m. to midnight.
Wow. And you said that was October
28th. Before Halloween.
It's a Saturday night, so.
Yes, Saturday night. Yes.
Even though you said it's no fee for people, is this something that you have people that regularly, if they take in this or other shows, that they'll tie in a stay with you? Because you do have, obviously, the ways to stay overnight?
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially, you know, groups of people, they like to come and stay and have a good time. But yeah, I mean, we have our hotel rooms, right? We have everything from our standard rooms up to our one bedroom suites. And then of course your dining options, right? Ruth Chris just opened in June, in our hotel. It replaced our Isabella's restaurant. And Ruth Chris is an amazing, restaurant that's an amenity that we're offering for our guests. And then coming in December, mid-December, we're hoping we'll open the food district, which will house four restaurants. That's in the old location of our buffet. We'll have Bonanno's, which is a pizzeria, and Guy Fieri's Chicken will also be in there. Ike's Sandwiches will be in the food district. And then Bonnaroo's authentic burritos. So we'll have more dining options for our concert goers as well. So we're looking forward to that.
Wow. That's
that's just the tip. That's just the beginning. I got all day, Charlie.
Well, and I find it amazing, too, because, as you said, maybe somebody simply visits just because they want to do some of the gaming, or maybe they want to take in the shows, and it can be, I don't know, Tanya, I don't want to say a simpler show, if you will, to something as big as the headliners. I mean, you just announced, what, Smokey Robinson?
Yes. Yeah, we just announced Smokey, and we're excited. He's going to be with us shortly. And, you know, what is that? Oh, Wednesday, December 27th. So we do this thing. We've done it for years. Every week between Christmas, just after Christmas, leading up to New Year's, we have a week full of shows. Everything from... you know, like I said, Smokey Robinson, we're going to have Quiet Riot, we're going to have comedy, we have country. So we try to fill a full week of every genre. And it is very popular with our guests because it's, you know, everybody's coming off the holidays, everybody's home, people want to get out and do things. Well, come to a show, go to dinner at Ruth Chris. You know, if you want to play bingo, bring grandma to play bingo, go catch a show. It's, you know, it's your one-stop shopping for all entertainment.
And we should mention, too, as you know, much as people might hear, they think, oh, Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, you are family-friendly.
Oh, absolutely. We house Kids Quest, which is, I was just there a couple weeks ago with my 19-year-old in the arcade. We love to go there. But, yeah, we have the arcade for the older kids. And then Kids Quest also has a daycare where you check in your child. It's very secure. And they have an infant room. And then they have a younger kids room. And you literally hand over your kids. They feed them. They play with them. They have a huge jungle gym. And then, you know, mom and dad can go to a show or go to the spa or, you know, go play cards. So it's available to them as well. And, yes, kids can... go to the restaurants. You know, they'll have to go out to the gaming floor with an adult, obviously, but kids are welcome in our restaurants as well. So, yeah, we are definitely family-friendly as well.
In order for people to be able to find out all about what's happening with Soaring Eagle, I know there are ways to do so. And what's the best ways, phone numbers, online sites and things like that, Tanya, Facebook or Instagram or whatever else, the other social media that outreach that you do?
All of it. Everybody can just call me. No, I'm kidding. I will never get anything done.
Because Tanya's got that time.
Yeah, I've got that time. So definitely our website is SoaringEagleCasino.com. And then there's multiple categories if you're searching for dining shows, you know, anything for sales events. Soaring Eagle Casino Facebook page. That's my favorite. And then, of course, Soaring Eagle Instagram. If you ever want to call and check on hotel reservations, you can call us at toll-free 888-732-4537. Tell the switchboard folks I said hi, and they will be able to assist you in where you need to go. But, yeah, you can buy tickets online at etix.com as well. And if you purchase tickets in person at Soaring Eagle for a show, the day of the show, you will get $20 in slot play.
Oh, all right.
So a little added bonus if you come visit us. Yeah.
And you do operate literally around the clock all year long.
We do. We do. Minus a few days we were closed back during the COVID time. But, yeah, we are 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
There's always something happening at Soaring Eagle. Again, it's Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, but the Soaring Eagle properties, whether in Mount Pleasant or other locations that you mentioned. Wow, Tanya, can hardly wait to hear what's going to be happening next because there's always things that are going on.
We're already I will say we are planning, and I already have confirmed, I can't say yet, but we have confirmed one pretty big country show for next summer. So we're working on next summer already.
All right. We'll keep that in the back of our pockets. And when we hear about it, we'll say that Tanya told us something was coming.
Exactly, Charlie. Thank you so much. And I hope all your listeners have a wonderful day.
And thank you, too. Have a great day yourself, the advertising and PR handler for Soaring Eagle, the properties. And, man, a lot of things that are happening. You hear us talk about Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort quite often. We've given away tickets to some of the events that are going on. We have some of the advertising announcements as well. And we know a lot of people like to go from this area to enjoy what's happening there. Coming up, we'll take our break to close things out here and then get on with the rest of the Farm Show and more on WSGW. I need to remind you about Sanitary Mattress, the factory and showroom that's located at 5343 Janes Road in Saginaw. Local, just east of Harry Brown Airport. You have a mattress that you need a mattress? You need to discover Sanitary Mattress, because Sanitary Mattress will make a mattress to your specification. You can get your regular size mattresses, you know, your full, your kings, your queens, what have you. But if you have a cabin, you have a boat, you have an RV, you have some kind of maybe different size and shape that you need, Sanitary Mattress will make it to your specification. Won't get that at the big box stores buying off the shelf. Sanitary Mattress will serve you, as they have been serving you locally since 1935. Find out more by visiting online, sanitarymattress.com, or call 989-753-1757 and